Allora, sì. Sì. Sai, con quelle due persone. Okay, so we were doing the Kiddush. So I said I would bring I bring in this sefer called Gedolei Yisrael Portraits of Greatness. Gedolei Yisrael Portraits of Greatness by Matthias Goldberg. They have very nice pictures. I think we have a Ferrari. Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's even.
Yeah.
He stood up.
So,
He stood up for it.
yeah, so
He
well,
also stood up for it, but he didn't stand up.
so it's funny, there's a story here that if I wouldn't have come across it, I would never know to show you this story. It's basically pictures of different Gedolim and some like story anecdotes. Yeah, some anecdotes about this particular. It's great pictures and anecdotes about these Gedolim. So there's one thing about Baruch Ezrahi and Rav Scheinberg. Baruch Ezrahi is, he has the big yeshiva in Yerushalayim, or something. He's a son-in-law of Meir Chodesh, right? And he has a story together with Rav Scheinberg. Oh. On page 175. There's Rabbi Alter. I wonder Rabbi Alter. Oh, he was here. He's in town. No, he's on the Zoom. He's on the Zoom. So, discussion is regarding concept of a disposable plastic cups. Does it make a difference if you're going to have two cups, or if it's disposable, it's disposable. I mean, like based on what we said yesterday, that seems from Rav Moshe's tshuva. Is that something that's omit lezrika is not chashuv, so it shouldn't matter. You have one of the one cup, two cups, they're all omit lezrika. So Rabbi Alter, I brought in the book. It's on page 175. You're able to see
I see that. I see there's something there. I can't see what it is. Yeah.
the book called Gedolei Yisrael Portraits of Greatness by Matthias Goldberg.
Okay, and what does that show?
And on page 175, I'll read you the thing. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, it's a picture of Rav Ezrahi. This is Rav Yitzchak Ezrahi, not Rav Mordechai Ezrahi. That's Meir, the different Rav Ezrahi, not Rav Mordechai, who was the son-in-law of So I'll. So he says, if you look closely, you'll notice that Rav Ezrahi is using two plastic cups to hold the wine. This is Rav Yitzchak Ezrahi reciting the brachas at the bris. Okay? But Rav Ezrahi was asked to recite the brachas, I'm quoting from page 175, the Sefer Gedolei Yisrael, Portraits of Greatness by Matthias Goldberg. And so he says, when Rav Ezrahi was asked to recite the brachas at the bris, he asked for the traditional kiddush cup. After a few seconds of searching, it was evident that there was no kiddush cup to be found. Someone had forgotten to bring it. People began to panic. One person asked whether he should run to his apartment to get a kiddush cup. Rav Mizrahi had a different solution. He wanted to use one of the plastic cups which was set up with the refreshments. He turned to Rav Scheinberg, the renowned posek, and asked him whether he could use a plastic cup. Rav Scheinberg suggested that Rav Mizrahi use two plastic cups, one inside the other. This would give the cup a more permanent feel. Rav Mizrahi listened to the posek and recited the bracha over the wine, which had been poured into two plastic cups. And then on the bottom it says, a Rav should be contacted in order to determine the halacha in each individual case, because they don't want to take responsibility. Okay. Was this your
impact? It's good.
Wait, I should have one? Was this yours?
Probably.
Oh. So you want to,
I get my back through.
Okay. So let me get one second. One second, I'll be right there. Yeah, he's a Rosh Hashiva in the mirror. He's a son-in-law from Chaim Shmuel Levitz. This is the chsav of this anecdote in this sefer. Gol Yisrael Portraits of Greatness, page 175. Yeah, it's interesting. I had this picture, and it says you can look at it carefully. You'll see that there are two plastic cups there. Who? He's a brother of Baruch Mordechai Israel.
That's a grandfather of Rav Ashel Zager.
No, but am I right? Rav Yitzchak Mizrahi is the son-in-law of Chaim Shmuel Levitz. Am I right? Find it. See, I think. So was he saying of rappers that Rav Scheimer told him he could use two plastic cups for recite the brachas at the bris. We're discussing that disposable might not be good for kiddush. So we use two. But you've seen that. Yeah, but I'm not into that, because I think the whole issue is that it's omid lezrika. It's not really chashivas to have two plastic cups. I don't view that as a chashivas. Yeah, okay. And then the other thing I'm wondering is, according to what Rav Abadi said yesterday, that for kiddush in the morning, you should be more makil, because it's not a full din. So it could be the coast for Bismillah is not right. I think the Taz discussed is not being needed in Gemara, right? Shechta says for Rapoishan, different things, but some coasts are being needed in Gemara more. Kumar Dikta.
I can marry it to
see? Yeah, but I don't know. He's a son-in-law of Chaim Shmuel Levitz. a terrorist cell. Right. So two things. I'm wondering the whole thing, but then I'm wondering maybe the whole tzorach of the coast of Bismillah is not as harsh as it is by the Kiddush Friday night. And if Rav Abadi wanted to be Makel on the coast Friday night, and for coast Shabbos day, then maybe the Bismillah coast you could also be Makel on.
Right.
Well, the morning you have the Rivet sheet is that's not Kiddush B'chol in the morning. So it's just, you just want to have enhanced. So maybe yes, maybe no. I have to think about that. But I've, like Rabbi Popper said, I've seen it also. People have this, I don't know, but that's where one of the anecdotes of this is brought down. It is safer. Yeah, glass. Yeah, but they just forgot to bring the coast. Well, yeah, because sometimes the shuls don't remember, and no one, something that it's easy to take care of, but they don't do it. So. But in some shuls they have a meal becher there. Broke the shul. Yeah. Have a meal becher. Yeah, the Hasidim use the shot glasses on the
shot glasses
Yeah.
Also the fact that
I told it was brought down from Rav Bick, that's all, Rav Moshe Bick. That Rav Bick was super about the kashrus of a certain wine. So he wasn't going to make kiddush on the wine. So he ended up making a kiddush on the schnapps, but he used the revius. Of schnapps. You can't get a revius in the shot list. So it could be, I don't know, I wasn't there, but Well, they have some small, when you have these things where when you pour in the thing and the wine goes to the different things. But okay, but that's the story. But I still am questioning the whole idea of whether it's it really makes a difference. Okay, maybe some. But Rav Shechter said from Moshe Feinstein that when you need a coast, Medina de Gemara. Then you should have a below lukbuff you should drink. But it's when you don't need the coast medina the gemara, you could just sip a little. Right, that birkas vat.
Which one is
two of this. Right. I think Rav Shechter said at his wedding, Rav Moshe said that when he drinks the coastal erisin, he can just sip a little bit. But the coastal nesuin is medina the gemara, and then you should have Okay, so that is the story of the Kiddush social beer. But we said before that the Kapusharov, said to the Satma Rebbe that based on the Rambams about Omed Lizrika, that you should use paper or plastic for okay, so that's the okay, so the next section that we're going to, that's going to be Shemos. And that's going to start on page 29. And we'll start a little bit today, and then we'll continue Bez Hashem on Monday. And then next week, Bez Hashem will finish the series. And the week after, Bez Hashem will start Beit HaMitzrayim. And Beit HaMitzrayim is a fascinating topic. With Beit HaMitzrayim, you know, the shadows come over all the time. And usually people never spend time learning what's Beit HaMitzrayim, because it's just, you know, comes and goes, and you know, everyone, the same shaylas come up every year, and if so, no one ever learned, people, most, a lot of people didn't learn it, so the same stakers keep coming up again and again. So it's kedai to see the sources inside. So the Nitziv has a tshuva here on page 30. Page 30, Aldas are corrected. So we call that galus. That's what we call it. In other words, when you write a sefer, you write something, so they give you a printout of the galus, and then you proofread them, and then you make all the corrections. And then the galus are usually discarded, because they're the galus are not going to be used. They're just used to make the corrections. In fact, I remember one year visiting Moshe Meir Weiss, from Staten Island, was gave a shiur. He happened to be passing through, and she was in Marsha Polo, and said that Moshe Feinstein would do his corrections on his galleys on Tisha B'Av, because he held it's not... It's not Lima Torah. Just, you know, you just need to correct the misspelled words, or the, you're not thinking it. So that would be a perfect Tisha B'Av project, proofread galleys on Tisha B'Av. So he says, Aldas corrected the base at Fus. I said, Rube Alim Shlochim La'ashba. He says, usually they're thrown in the garbage. Began Dorsim Aleim. The people trample on them. The Goyim is Olim Behem, the base Hamid Bechaim Shalahem. Oh, dear. So can you just burn them? There was, these things are of Divrei Torah, and but somehow they get misused, and they get thrown in the, and then they get, okay, maybe it's more bekovedik if you just burn them, as opposed to putting them in the garbage and people trample over them. Yeah. Right. In other words, you're saying that, what's her? Says the chora lo mi boy achumashim at sidurim sheish b'maskaros, because you have chumashim at sidurim that have shem Hashem. Ma'abed v'sorif lo kemishum lo sasu. So he says if you would burn a chumash, it would be an issur d'oraisa of lo sasu. Lo sasu kev Hashem lokechem. That you know, you have to destroy the avodah zarah. But the Torah says, "Lo sasu l'Hashem l'keichem." You can't do it to your stuff. So you get malchus if you're ma'abed eloikim. So first, you could say question of whether that would apply to printed chumashim, things like that. Because maybe printed chumashim don't have any kedusha. Whereas a chumash, you know, b'sman chazal meant you had a cloth and it was written. It's just that b'sman chazal, we don't do this so much. They would just print a brashit, just have a scroll of a brashis or a scroll of a shmos. That would be called a chumash, as opposed to a Sefer Torah where it has the whole thing. So he says, he's saying the Chumashim and Sidurim that he's talking about, not scroll, they're probably printed. Yeah.
But they were printed by hand.
The hand press. Yeah, so Rav Harari is pointing out that those are printed on a hand press. Today we don't have a hand press. Today they printed by machinery, computers, machinery, and things like that. So the shaila is whether that would even have the din of dusha, because you know, it's not like a hand press that they
use. What's the difference between a hand press and a computer? The page comes out the same with the shameless.
Well, the question is, Maisa Adam or not? Right? What is Maisa Adam? You took your mama's, your physical hand, and you did it. In contrast to so it could be that, I mean, Rav Shechter likes to quote the Tshuva Tzadik Lover, but Ira, and he likes to say Yishev Shem Kitzov, but the Pashas to me is that I'm a big person of Kiddush Aran, that Yishev Shem Kitzov is only, no, it was Yishev Shem Kitzov means you did a Maisa, and then you lit the fire, and then the wind comes and blows it and causes damage. So it's considered my maisa. So there's a famous Nebuka Yosef that says, oh, how do you light Shabbos candles? Because even though you lit Shabbos candles before Shabbos, but it's continuing based on your maisa. So he says in Akhanami, but it's all works from Afreya. That's what the Nebuka Yosef says. But my shita is to follow, and Rav David Lifshitz, he liked this Chidush Aran, that the Yishev Shem Kitzov doesn't apply to Shabbos. It only applies to Zikin. In other words, if you do damage, and Yishev Shem Kitzov, that's a Zeres HaKosov, that's your Chayiv for the Nezik. But it could be that when you're, so Kajklov has this discussion that maybe when you're making tzitzis with the machine, since you press the button and everything comes about after you, that's considered the, you know, well, you're meiser. Chef is into that, but machine matzah, machine tzitzis, all these things. But I feel like not that way. That like the Chiddush Aran, that it's only this is all grama. All these things that they do is grama, and it's not. Because it's not my shita, I follow the Maram Shik, that it has to be happening right now, something. Like Rav Soloveitchik supposedly, Rav Shechter supposedly says that you put a system into motion, even though nothing's happening now. But since the system was, then the whole thing is not. But I'm of the opinion more like the shita of Maram Shik, that if nothing happened now, like the turn of Shabbos clock, go on earlier than it was supposed to go on. It's supposed to go on at 11 o'clock in the morning, you turned it, it should go on 10 o'clock. So, to Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Shechter, Rav Soloveitchik, that could be an issur d'oraisa, even though nothing's happening now, but the system is set up. So I'm a believer of the sheet of the, like Rav Gutman pointed out of the Maram Shik, that if nothing's happening now, that's a grama. That's a grama. And therefore, it's not an issur d'oraisa.
These so-called gramophones that they use in Israel, you know, the...
Yeah, so they're right. So Shesta says that Salvation didn't like any of these things because they're all against his Yisod. But others disagree. And say if nothing's happening now at the time, then it's a gramma. So the question is, when you're doing... when you're printing a chumash today, could be that that's not even called kedusha, because it's not a, you didn't do it via dying. So it could be, and the machine's doing it. Even though you put the machine into motion, that's isha b'shem chitzav, but if you hold isha b'shem chitzav and only did in the zikin, which the Ran says, and I think the Ran is the best answer for the Muki Yosef's kasha. Not what the Muki Yosef himself said, and then that the other answer is the Ran. That you don't say Yishum Shemchitzav on Shabbos. Because Shabbos you have to be doing something right away. Yishum Shemchitzav you only say by the Zikr. Silkius Torah is much better than this. Silkius Torah is you have the brush right there. It's be a nine. That's be a nine. Father. Silkius Sefer Torah is be a nine. I don't want to get into all the Ramabadi. When I was in Hardolf with Abba Ramabadi once, he showed me a beautiful Silkius Sefer Torah. I don't know, we have Mordechai Eliyahu Roberts here. So I'm sure he has what to say on these topics. But Ramadi wrote a very stark tshuva about it. I'm not saying, you know, the mice and the mice, whether you should be using, not yet. But I do believe that it's a mice to be a dime. You take a brush and you have the stencil with you.
I don't. I'll only say one thing.
Say one thing.
I don't think Rabbi Abadi is wrong, right? I think he's very, very smart, right? But if we did what he said, there'd be no more the whole tradition of Stam would be gone.
Meaning like Rabbi Eli Kohl said, all the sofrim would be out of business.
That's less of my concern than Stam disappearing, right? Because you have a whole tradition, you know, from Ezra Sofer, right? We never lost our Mesorah, right? The Rabbanim lost their Smicha, the Sofer never lost theirs. So it's very dangerous. That's all.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's a question of policy and tradition. Not necessarily pi halacha, whether it's...
Somebody has to make the stencil. I mean, you need somebody who knows the tradition to make the stencils to begin with.
Then you have one stencil maker, and that's it.
Yeah, you'll simply have fewer people involved. That would be true, but
not going to disappear. I also have, I understand the concerns very well. So I'm wondering, when he's talking about a chumash here, it could be like Rav Harari saying he's talking about a chumash that you did with a dying, even if it's not necessarily the one on the scroll.
Yeah.
So the question is, does those have? What's the story of those things? Okay. So on Monday, Bez Hashem will continue with this. We're going to have Chumash now, but this is the truth of the Nitziv. When do you have it in Shemus?
Right. Question: Based on the run, I mean, what he's doing is totally eliminating the concept of grumma for Shabbos, isn't he? I mean, there's too many sources for that. How do you do that?
No, the Ran is saying that that the Isha B'Shukhitza means you did a Maisa, then the wind comes, continues your Maisa. So Isha B'Shukhitza means the whole thing is your Maisa. The whole thing is your Maisa.
Yeah.
Even the things that are happening by themselves, but you put the thing into motion.
There's no authority.
You see that by Nezikin.
You don't see that by Shabbos in the Gemara?
Oh, that's the Mukhe Yosef's kasha. Why? Yeah. What's that to light the Shabbos candles? Would you say Yishu Mishum Chitzav? But you still have the concept. So therefore, a lot of things would be grubba according to the Ran. Because if nothing, in other words, like the example that we gave before, the Shabbos clock is supposed to go on at 11 in the morning, and you turn it and it goes on at 10. Nothing's happening now. So Rav Salvation would say that's a deraisa. And others, Maram Shik would say that's worse than the Rabbanon, or if you even had to go. Maybe the Rabbanon, whatever, certainly not a deraisa.
That may explain the Ran's kula on Chazara on Shabbos. The Ran is Mekel on Chazara.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know, but we can maybe on Monday we'll
okay.
Talk it
all righty.
Okay. So we're going to now do. Let's go right now into the Chumash.